Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to the first episode of Social Geek Radio. I am Deb Evans. I will be co-hosting with BJ Emerson from Taste of Delight. And BJ is on the air right now with us, but I'm going to just keep him on hold for a few minutes because he is the geek part of the show, and he has a surprise at the end for not only you, the audience, but for me. He's holding back on me until the very end, and he's going to do his little geek it out for us. So anyway, if you did not find us via the website of socialgeekradio.com, I'd really love for you to visit the site, take a moment, read the bios of both BJ and myself, but more importantly, we have a newsletter all ready to distribute to you monthly. What we're going to do is go over some of the things that we've done on the show. We're going to put it in a monthly newsletter and send it out so you, too, can be geeks. But anyway, my real job during the day, 7 to 4:30 every day, is president of Computer Explorers. Computer Explorers is what I think is the best technology education franchise that is offered worldwide. But I have been a franchisee since 1996. I think I'm the social part of the show. I started with Computer Explorers as an instructor and moved to Texas and really wanted to explore a little bit more about social technology and social media. And my mentor has been Jenny Dietrich, PR firm in Chicago. I'm sure Jenny's on. Hi, Jenny. How are you? And she's really helped us and helped Computer Explorers explore social technologies and social media. So the next step for me was to hit Blog Talk Radio. I've been doing Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, and I thought it'd be great to have another franchise expert, a social media expert, or someone who knows a lot about it. I don't think any of us are really experts, but a geek, and that would be BJ Emerson. So, BJ, I know you're on the call. I'll go ahead and let you say hello to our audience and introduce yourself and let everybody know that you're here.
And I'm going to let you catch your breath. That was quite a spiel.
I'll take a breath. Okay, I'll let you talk now.
Okay, well, welcome everyone to the show. Really glad to have you with us. We just want to have some fun with this show, and I think this is as Deb said, a personal project for us, and hope to have a lot of fun with it. But provide some value, just have some good conversations around the technologies that that we use for connecting with others. And I think that's kind of the theme here is the social part as well as the geek part. Now, I represent more of the geek part with my background. Deb, probably a little more social than I am. But social geek, kind of an oxymoron or dichotomy, if you will. And just want to talk about technology and talk about connecting. So connecting with others, and whether that's you use that for business, personal, whatever it is, these are the kind of things we want to explore. We'll have special guests on the show to talk about what they do, and just really hopefully have some good content for everyone to enjoy and build relationships. And so we'll be looking for guests. And a little bit about myself. Thank you for that introduction there, Deb. As Deb said, I do. I am employed by Tasty Delight, and so that's my kind of daytime plus job. Now, I will say that while I, we have our jobs, the opinions that we share on this show are our own. So we're not representing either Tasty Delight or Computer Explorers, but we do want to share with you some of our experiences, some of our stories. I think we have a lot of good content to share. And so I've been doing this now with the social technologies for some 2.5-3 years now. Really enjoyed what I do. And so Before that, my background has really been in IT, so really a technology person by trade. Got into the social space and just having a lot of fun doing that. And so let's talk about perhaps how you can interact with us and then going forward, what to expect from the show, and talk about the format of the show here. As Deb mentioned, socialgeekradio.com. You can check that out. Myself on Twitter, BJ_Emerson, and as well, socialtechblog.com is where I do most of my publishing, although very, very brief nuggets, if you will, of information, and hope you find some value there as well. So, Deb, what about you? Where can we connect with you at?
Well, on Twitter, you're going to find me at DebCE. And I do have a blog, but I'm going to send everybody to my personal landing page where you can find my email address and my blog. But so that is DebEvans.org. And I do hope everybody does connect to both of us on our blogs and our websites and sign up for the newsletter. I'm going to plug that newsletter in because I know BJ and his geekiness will come out in that newsletter. BJ, before we go any further, though, you mentioned your position at Taste of Delight. I really find it very interesting, your title at Taste of Delight, because as far as I know, you're the only one that holds that title. Can you tell everybody what it is?
Oh, yeah, I didn't cover, I guess, my title, did I?
No, your title.
What I call myself, a social technology officer is what I what we came up with. And so, it was funny because I was thinking about something that would be appropriate, given kind of the shift or broadening, if you will, of responsibilities. And so, went on to Google and then put in social technology officer and said, no results found. And so I said, oh, that's it. I found my title. And so, for what that's worth, I don't know, but anyway, that's what it is.
Yeah, but you know, don't you find that odd? I mean, some people would look at it and say, "No results found. Bummer. I shouldn't go that route because nobody else is doing it." I think between you and I, and with social technology, you know, there's always a risk. I mean, I really think you know there's a risk starting Blog Talk Radio. This is something new. We don't know how this is going to go. But you know, you took on a title that is very unique, and you've built a position around that. So I think that's pretty cool.
Well, I guess there's something to be said about blazing a trail. Let's blaze a trail through this thing. And I think as far as risk goes, I mean, look at the social space. Look at what's going on with all these different things, and the things that we've gotten involved with, and the relationships that we've forged within these communities with all kinds of different people. People I've connected with people here in the last year that it's just unbelievable the kind of connections that you can make. And that's one thing I love about, and specifically with things like Twitter, the playing field is just leveled for everyone. And if you have some, if you have the time and you're creative and you have valuable content, you have a good story, people are going to, you're going to make connections, okay? And so, it's just been really good for me. I really enjoyed it and, got in early with some projects with people like the people at Foursquare, which I'm sure at some point we'll talk about, so things like that. So I think my point is that, when you invest in people, and every investment that I've made in people on these platforms, I've gotten a return. That's really what it comes down to. Would you agree?
Totally. And you in social technology and social media, the whole point of your time and your investment, and the reason that we do this, and the ability to show transparency. I think both of us, we met on Twitter. We got to know each other on Twitter, and it's really hard to think, well, how do you get to know somebody that you're communicating in 140 characters at a time? But your personality really does come through, and you get to connect and engage with that person until you finally pick up that phone, and then, you know, the best is, well, then you get to meet face-to-face. And you and I don't even know how many months we actually knew each other on Twitter, had, you know, had a commitment to be at IFA, to do a presentation on two different panels, but meeting for the first time, it was just like we met an old friend, you know, somebody that I've known for a very long time, but had never met face to face in IRL, in real life. And you're right. I agree. The relationships that I have developed on Twitter or on social technology, they're very strong connections, very strong relationships.
Well, I have a story that just happened today related to this, and you know, how things really have changed in the last couple of years, and how you make these connections, establish these relationships with potential vendors, different partners, you know, doing business. And so I had a guy, I was on LinkedIn, of course, and had someone, I'm not sure how they heard of me or how they got my name. So guy just pinged me on LinkedIn, you know, and I generally accept requests on LinkedIn. And so guy pinged me, and it was had something to do with point of sale or something, some kind of technology. And so, you know, I said, well, that's interesting. And so, you know, there was kind of a name recognition there. Well, today I just happened to have a need for a specific solution, so I got to looking around a little bit, and sure enough, this same name popped up again in a search somewhere, and I said, "Ooh, I recognize that, and I'm going to pursue that because it was top of mind. I had some sort of comfort level with it because I had an initial connection elsewhere, and so I pursued that. Got on the phone, and sure enough, the guy that answered the phone was the guy that pinged me on LinkedIn, and now I have a potential solution for this project that we're doing. So, you know, that kind of thing, you know, is really just everything has changed.
It has, and I'm glad you mentioned LinkedIn, because I think a lot of times when I mention social media or social technology, the first thing you hear is, oh, she's going to talk about Twitter again, and 9 out of 10 times I do. But some of the connections I've met, well, I do, you know, 9 out of 10 times it's Twitter. But LinkedIn, and because you've mentioned it, you know, I've built a very good connection using LinkedIn. I love the feature that you can share your reading recommendations. Sometimes I wonder who really cares. I do have a following on LinkedIn of people who are following what I read. And I read a really, really good book last year. It was When Growth Stalls. And it's written by Steve McKee. And I wrote my recommendation. And next thing I know, you know, it's on the New York bestsellers list. Steve McKee sends me a LinkedIn request. I'm just totally freaked out. And I'm like, Steve McKee wants to connect to me. Well, then we started following each other on Twitter. We started having email conversations. Next thing I know, I get a request to be a guest blogger on his new site, Find Your Nerve. And again, I'm just blown away. It's like, I know Steve McKee. So, you know, it's all because of social technology. I met him on LinkedIn. We tweet back and forth often. You know, it does go to Twitter. But you never know who, and you've got a great story from IFA, you know, of who you've connected with to share your social technology expertise, even though we don't believe we're experts, and then, you know, who you connect with. So I'm going to just throw you that bone. You've got to tell everybody who you connected with at IFA.
Oh, but that's just one of many stories, and so I'll dig back in the archive here and try to remember this one. But we did a panel with Ken Colburn and someone from your organization there, Lori, and so we did this panel. It was talking about social media, and I don't remember exactly what the topic was, but we went through and I shared different you know, case studies and things from what we do at Tasty. And so then after the panel, People come up and they ask questions, or we, you know, have conversations, whatever. And so individual comes up, and he was real excited about what we were talking about. So Ken and I are sitting there, and he comes up and you know, he seemed to indicate that you know, he really, really liked this stuff. This was, you know, just amazing to him, and he said, this is great. I want to incorporate all this into my business and so on. You know, I didn't know who he was. He had his name tag turned around. Well, he turned his name tag around, and so it was Fred DeLuca of Subway. Now, I don't know Fred very well. I didn't know really anything about him. And so later that day, we got to reconnect with him there and just talked to him a little bit. And he said, well, can you get me started on Twitter? And so we said, sure. So we right there in the conference venue, got him set up with his Twitter account, and he started tweeting, and he was doing a great job. And so just a lot of fun watching him do that. So I think it's Fred Subway CEO on Twitter.
Yep.
So check him out. And so it was funny because he just started, you know, he started a search. He was using TweetDeck on his iPhone, and he started a search when people was talking about Subway, and then he just started talking to customers, and we were just blown away, and we're like, oh my gosh, you know, people are just, Fred's just going to start talking to people, which is great. So he really gets it, and just a lot of fun watching him do that. And so good for him. I hope he keeps it up and keeps connecting with customers. So
yeah, he was on earlier today, and he is fun to watch, and the connections that he makes and the people that he talks to. You know, he's talking about Subway, but I watch him engage with his customers. So. You know, social technologies out there for everybody is really cool.
Right. So we talked about how to get in touch with us. If you're familiar with Blog Talk Radio, you can do a couple different things. You can stream the show live, which I can see many of you are doing. You can call in. There is a number that you can call into and press 1 on the on your dial pad there. And I'll see that you're raising your hand to talk to talk to the co-host here, and then we'll screen you. We'll talk to you beforehand. So we will be screening the calls, and then you could listen to it after the fact on demand, or you could download the MP3 as a podcast for your iPod or whatever that you use. So let us know. We want to know what kind of topics to talk about. We're going to need, you know, ideas for content. I think we have quite a bit of content over the last couple of years. Some great stories, things to share. And then the segment at the end is what we call When in Doubt, Geek It Out. And that's something I came up with just to really take a deeper dive into some of the things that drive, you know, the technologies behind all these connections that we're talking about. So we're going to get into some details. And so if you're new to this stuff, hopefully it won't be over your head, but I will be digging in to some real technical things. Now, if you have questions and so forth, that's great. We'd be glad to answer those. But I will be taking a deep dive in the Geek It Out segment there in the last 15 minutes of the show. But if you have topics you'd like to see covered, have questions, then just let us know. Now, let me talk a little bit about the monthly Geek Letter. What this is, and we already have a number of people that have subscribed. And what we'll be doing is really just taking some bullet points, some talking points from each of the shows for the given month, and just kind of put those in the newsletter, kind of maybe what you missed if you missed a segment, and then some links to things that we talk about, or resources, whatever, for each show, and then, of course, the Geek It Out segment as well, just kind of a little blurb about that. So just... You know, our whole theme here is that we don't want to waste your time. We don't have time to waste. We want this to be interactive, and as I said Hopefully, there'll be a little bit of entertainment value. But otherwise, just some good conversations about what we all love to do, which is connect with people using technology. So sign up for the monthly Geek Letter at socialgeekradio.com, and you know, it's got a money back guarantee. In fact, we will double money back. We will double your money back. And it's free parking.
Very good.
It's great.
And I have a feeling the whole entertainment part, because you're not going to share with me the geek portion of it. It better not be entertaining. Entertaining the audience to see if you can geek it out and Deb hasn't a clue what you're talking about. But my computers are set up. You would be very proud of me as the geek. I've got a laptop set up, which I'm monitoring Twitter and tweeting, trying to tweet and talk. And then I'm watching Blog Talk. So when you're ready to geek it out, you just direct us where to go. I'm sure one of the guests will have a question or help us out here, but I'll test it out. But
well, I can see that many of the people that have that we've connected with over the last year or so that have invested in us are now listening in. I can see Ginny, I see Lori, and, of course, Ken, Ken Colburn, the data doc. We all love Ken. Well, now you mentioned some people that you have been kind of following, that you admire, that you who else do you have in mind that has been, you know, influential in what, you know, what you do? You've with Computer Explorers, you've incorporated this you know, social media thing into everything you do there, and so I would call, you know, Computer Explorers a social friendly, you know, brand or organization. And so, you know, you've kind of led the way with that, with you know, with the help of Ginny there. But who else has been influential in your in what you've done in to manage your brand?
To manage the brand with social technology? Well, I have to say, if it weren't for my team member, Lori Windham, and you can follow her on Twitter, it's the @ Lori, LORRW. She really blazes out there and tries to see what it is that we need to implement as far as social technology. We spent, and you know, you mentioned earlier about, you know, time spending on Twitter and listening. I don't think we covered that both of us had spent many, many months listening first, and I think that's the first rule of thumb with social technology is listening and learning and building that following. You know, who is it that I want to listen to and follow and learn from? And you mentioned some of the tops right there. You know, Jenny Dietrich and Ken Colburn has taught me a lot about technology, and, of course, I followed you. And then I started picking up, you know, some of the other top Twitterers, you know, Gary Vee with, you know, Crush It and Unmarketing. You know, they're so entertaining. But they also provide a lot of good content either on their Facebook page or on Twitter about how to use social technology. But as far as, you know, within my franchise industry, I don't want to say that we were the first, but it took me a while to find others in franchising to follow and see what they were doing. I think, you know, we were doing a lot of it first, putting together, you know, some tips and some tools for the franchisees. So now a lot of my time is spent following my own franchisees and watching what they're doing in the field and what they're reporting on, whether it's on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter. And we have some vendors. We have, partners, some really good partners. There's a couple of folks there in Arizona that I see they're on Twitter and they're logged in. They're Intermediate Solutions. Dana _ Lopez, he's blazing out there in Arizona and trying to, you know, share some information on Twitter. So there's so many people to follow and learn from.
Right. Right. I think there's a number that I've been kind of following, some of which I've made, you know, real personal connections with, and some that I just, you know, just kind of watch. A lot like you, I think. You know, one of the people I like to I like Mashable, and Jennifer Van Grove. Jennifer Van Grove is one that I you know, we'll kind of watch what she's doing. And, of course, connected early on with Jenny Dietrich, as you know, I think well over a year ago. And she's just, you know, really, really killing it on Twitter. And so just love her. And let's see. So what I'm doing, I'm just going through TweetDeck here and just kind of looking at, you know, people that I've put in a certain group of, you know, people that I've made more personal connections with. And then I have, you know, like out in Nashville, I connect with the social media club out there. Tristan Walker, who business development director for Foursquare, connected with him really early on before he was even with Foursquare. And so really interesting story there. I'll get into it at some point. Just a lot of good stuff. I'll mention another person. He goes by Beefy Funk on Twitter. Really enjoy interacting with him. And he's actually got some music that he's provided for our show, which we will incorporate next week. And so just some really, the music just kind of goes, I mean, it's really geeky, I mean, but it's really, really funky music. So we'll incorporate that next time. And so, so yeah, those are some of the folks that, you know, that of course Ken Colburn, the data doc. And he was nice enough to put me on his radio show, or let me go on his radio show there a few weeks back, I don't know, a month ago or so. Went out to Scottsdale and talked. You know, we talked about Tasty Light a little bit, but we talked about social media, and of course had callers, and that was a lot of fun. So I think I'm like you that you know, there's been just a lot of people that I've listened to, and you know, investment that I've made in people, and they made investments in me, and that there's always been a return with that. And like I said, I think I made a note on your blog the other day that, you know, I think this show is really as much about relationships as it is about technology. And I can really geek it out. I mean, I can get real technical with you and talk about, we can get into code and stuff and HTML and analytics and all kinds of crazy stuff. But at the end of the day, we use these things to make these connections, which you know, which make an impact, whether it's on your business or personal. And so, I think that's really the theme again of what we're doing here. Now,
yeah, we build relationships every day, and new relationships. You know, through, you know, watching those who are following us or the tweets that they post. And the Beefy one that you mentioned earlier, you know, that's something I think I'm going to start following. But do you see that we've got a couple of hands raised? I think we've got somebody who might have a question in the audience.
Right. So I'm going to go and screen that call. Okay. So if you will talk about kind of what we have coming up, maybe in future weeks, and maybe some people that we have in the queue. I'm going to screen the call, and then I'll be right back.
Okay, very good. So our very first guest, and she cannot turn me down because she's watching on Twitter, but I do believe we're going to have at Jenny Dietrich on our first as one of our first guests, which will not be next Thursday. It'll be the Thursday following, which I believe is May 27th. So start thinking about audience, start thinking about the questions that you would like to ask at Jenny Dietrich when she's on Blog Talk Radio, or the things that you might like Jenny to share with you. What I find that she's done, and no, Jenny, your mom hasn't sent me a check. I see that you're posting that tweet. We just love you. But the things that she's really helped at Wally W and myself with social technology is, she's the one who got us listening and who to listen to and how to listen, and actually the importance of social technology and how to engage with our audience or our customers. And one of the things that we've learned a lot about social technology now, not only engaging with our customers, but my franchisees. So, you know, they are not our customers, they're not our employees or our franchisees, and I've got to know them a lot better through Twitter, but through Facebook. You know, Facebook is another means of social technology that I've learned more about them and their families and their pets and, you know, what they're experiencing, which really does help me and my team support them in the field. If I know that I've got a franchisee who has, you know, children that are graduating from college, and then I'm wondering why they're not marketing for this week, well, they've got some outside influences. So social technology has really helped, I believe, myself and my team support my franchisees and the system, which is, I think, building
right.
a better and a bigger brand. Oh, stay with us.
Sorry, I'm back with you, and I'm going to let you take a breath there, Deb.
It is so good that you're my co-host, that you let me breathe.
Okay, breathe. If you need a drink,
I'm breathing.
Or, you know, take a drink or. Anyway, hey, we have Chris Adams on the line. Say hi, Chris.
Hello.
And
hi, Chris.
Chris is our very first caller on Social Geek Radio. So congratulations there, Chris. Thanks for calling in. And I understand you have a question about Twitter. And let me just give Chris a shout here, a shout out. He is on Twitter at CTChris. Adams. So ChristopherAdams.com sounds like. And so just looking at your bio here, and so you're loving technology as well.
Yeah.
So what's your question there, Chris?
It's actually ChristopherAdams.com/blog. I'm still working on my website. But I just wanted to
okay.
ask you about like filtering all the different information that's coming into Twitter. Like, sometimes the home feed just gets really clogged up if you're following a lot of people. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, like, creating how to, like, follow those lists and just other techniques for, like, you know, filtering all the information that's coming in.
Right. Good question. And one that we will certainly be talking about probably often. And I realize there's a lot of new folks out there that are trying to make sense of this. And it's really information overload. And so, you know, you want to be able to filter it, which is, you know, there's some people that you want to listen to, and how do you filter out the noise, I guess, is the question. So I'll briefly provide an answer, and then, Deb, if you want to jump in. You know, there are other applications, obviously, besides the web interface for Twitter. And, you know, some people use the web interface for Twitter, and I've heard people that say, I'll only use the web interface for Twitter because the API or the connection to these other third-party applications like TweetDeck is sometimes not all that reliable, and you might miss things. So if you run a business and the information is critical that you capture this information or you have visibility to these things, then the website, the Twitter website, is actually the best place to go to get, you know, make sure you have everything. But normally, I mean, I typically use an application. TweetDeck is a very popular one. Seismic is another one. So you have a desktop application. Do you have a PC or a Mac?
I use a PC. I do use TweetDeck, and I use Hootsuite, and I usually use those two mostly.
Wow. Okay, so within TweetDeck, do you set up different panels and search panels for things, and
yeah.
segregate people by different groups?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and so what kind of people do you put in these? What kind of things do you set up in these different panels?
Well, myself, I'm trying to help people in my area, so I have like businesses from Connecticut and people from Connecticut. I have those type of lists. And that's something I'm going to be working on over the weekend, actually, is kind of filtering through all the people I'm following and people that are following me and kind of organizing them into lists.
Right. Well, that's generally it's been pretty effective for me probably over the last year or so. I think I've really kind of got TweetDeck dialed in so that that I don't miss anything. Now, what I will say is that I go even a step further usually when it comes to if there's a mention or someone says something about a search term that I really want to have immediate, some pretty quick visibility to, what I'll do there is probably set up an RSS feed and put it in Outlook. Are you familiar with RSS feeds?
Yes, I use Google Reader. And that's something I also want to start doing is setting up RSS feeds for, following Twitter lists, stuff like that. I haven't really got into that yet, but that's something I'm looking at right now.
Right. Keep that in mind. And if you're someone that uses Outlook extensively and you have your other messages coming in there and you know immediately when something is something comes in, you can set up an RSS feed in Outlook for a given search term or just a mention, those sorts of things, so that while you're working in there, you're not having to look at a web page or some other application. So that's I'll throw that out there, and this kind of falls within our I like to use the three M's of social media, which is monitor, mingle, and measure. That would kind of fall into the monitor topic, which we'll be covering in greater detail. Deb, what do you have to offer there?
Well, the only thing I guess I'd ask list right now is the Twitter list. And I know that you mentioned you use TweetDeck, which I love TweetDeck, and I filter all my people through that, and then I really monitor a few of my columns on a regular basis. But I like the Twitter list because if I'm not able to sit down at TweetDeck and I'm often out and about and I'm using my cell phone or my BlackBerry and I'm using Uber Twitter, then I can go to Uber and pull up the list and then really focus on, okay, I can't scroll through all these tweets that I missed for the day. Let me just hit my list of the few groups that I've put together and see what I've missed in the last couple of hours. Do you use a smartphone, Chris, and follow your social media that way?
I use an iPhone.
An iPhone. Oh, I want one of those, but I like my BlackBerry too. So I'm sure that there's a feature that you can, find your Twitter list and monitor and filter your tweets that way.
And do you use TweetDeck on your iPhone?
I use TweetDeck and Hootsuite on my iPhone.
Wow.
Well, that's
he's
geeking
you out.
Sounds like you have some pretty good visibility to what's going on there. And so you teach others how to do this? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I help businesses in my area locally how to use social networking and technology, use my technology background.
Good deal. Good deal. Well,
okay.
Sounds like we have some things in common, Chris. But, hey, really appreciate you coming on the show, and hopefully we were able to at least stimulate some ideas for you there. But thanks for coming on the show. And,
I appreciate it.
Our very first guest.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Very cool.
All right.
Thanks,
take care,
Chris.
Yep, bye.
Well, that was pretty cool, and that was very brave of you. Let's pull a random caller out there, and now you're going to have to remind me again what Chris's Twitter handle was so that I can follow him.
It's at CT, as in Connecticut, Chris Adams.
And it's Chris with a C?
Yep, I'm sorry, C-H-R-I-S, Adams. So ChristopherAdams.com/blog.
Very cool.
So good deal. So I'm sorry I interrupted what you were saying there.
Well, I was going to say that I've got a lot of requests here through TweetDeck trying to encourage me to buy an iPhone since I mentioned that I have a BlackBerry. But, yes, I have a BlackBerry, so on my BlackBerry I don't have TweetDeck. And I have to use a different tool. So that is pretty cool that Chris was using his iPhone and has TweetDeck on it. And I think, wasn't Fred Subway CEO using, didn't he put the TweetDeck on his iPhone? One of his first applications, he put TweetDeck on there.
Yep, and seeing a message from Ginny Dietrich here. She says, tell your caller to check out Echo Phone for Twitter on his iPhone. So, Chris, if you're still listening, Echo Phone, ECHOFON for Twitter on his iPhone. Now, I am a BlackBerry user as well. However, I am considering this Android Incredible thing. So I'm going to go check, because I'm on Verizon. So I'll go and check that out. And
yeah,
see,
I have a lot of friends who use the Android.
And see what
BJ, it is getting very close, and I'm getting very anxious to learn about what you have planned for When in Doubt, Geek It Out. Kind of freaking out here that you're going to embarrass me.
Well, each week I will not be telling you. But here's the thing, you're going to be doing it sometimes too. And when we have guests, perhaps they will be able to offer a Geek It Out segment. Right?
Oh, okay.
Why not?
I can be a geek. Not yet though, but okay.
Well,
so,
maybe sure. You will be able to do it. And you certainly qualify. So I'm not going to do it all the time.
Okay.
So you'll be able to do it, and we'll have guests that will do it as well. All kinds of different topics. You know, some of the things, we'll be talking about Twitter tips, things like search engine marketing, Google AdWords, AdSense, analytics, different tools, Dictomatic, online reputation management, all sorts of things like that, privacy. I'm currently writing a blog post, and I'm going to give you a little preview. It's called Why Foursquare Should Not Be Afraid of Facebook. That's my next blog post.
Okay.
Ooh. And see, I have a little bit of insider information.
Yeah.
But it's really not all that that intriguing, but I think just some good information. Now, you and I had an interesting little trip here a couple weeks ago.
We did. We certainly did.
I was in New York. You happened to be in New Jersey, and so we had lunch, incidentally, at the restaurant that captured some of the video, the surveillance video of the suspected Times Square bomber at the time, the guy taking his shirt off. You remember that video? The guy taking his shirt off?
Yeah.
And they thought, oh, this guy's a suspect, or we want to talk to this person of interest. And so, 4 days earlier, you and I had eaten lunch in that restaurant that captured that video. How bizarre is that?
Yeah, that's amazing. That we were so close,
But he ended up being nobody. The guy take his shirt off. So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you've got to tell the audience. So we had lunch, New York Times called you did an interview.
It was really sad because I left you to eat alone. I had to go talk to the person at the New York Times there, which was interesting. And so that was, I think the next day they just quoted me in a little article on Foursquare, incidentally. Mm-hmm. And so we go over to the Foursquare offices or office. Would you even call that an office? What would you call that?
It was an office with, those people wouldn't even have cubicles. That was truly the geekiest thing I've ever done is to go to Foursquare, because I've been using Foursquare and I'm fascinated with it. And you go upstairs and you just walk into their office and they're quiet. All you could hear was tap, 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 tap of them working on their computers.
So it's banks of people on computers in this big open room. There's no foyer. There's no entryway. You open the door, and boom, there's a whole bunch of people on tables with computers and like a library. So no receptionist. But who needs a receptionist? I mean, what is that? So anyway, we meet with Eric, and I was meeting him to go over some things for Tasty Light and talk about what Foursquare is doing, talk about what Tasty Light is doing with our program related to Foursquare, and just some great conversation. Really enjoyed chatting with him. Just went over some really cool stuff on what's coming up with Foursquare and then what's coming up with Tasty Light. And so just some real good conversation. And then he hooked us up with some cool swag, which, We got a bunch of buttons, which is the badges. That was cool. T-shirt, you know, stickers, whatever. So very cool stuff.
Yeah,
so,
there's
anyway.
A very, very short video that I took of the office because they were so quiet. I didn't want to disturb them. But it's a very, very short video on my blog and a few pictures of the offices themselves. So if anybody wants to see what Foursquare looks like from the inside, they can go to my blog, start off at my website, debevans.org, and then go to the blog and check out the Foursquare offices. It really was cool, and they were very, very nice guys. And
just a great ladies. Bunch of guys.
Yeah,
and,
really good.
Like I said, I was able to connect with them early on. But we are now at the point in our show where
yep.
we do
I'm ready.
The Geek It Out segment.
And everybody that's
okay.
on TweetDeck and following us and that are online, they can geek it out with us.
Right? So
okay.
along with us. So each week what we'll be doing is I'll be going through and going right on a website or some utility or something to walk through in some detail. An interesting or perhaps something you've never heard of before, things that I've picked up just over the years. And so today's and cue the music. Okay, we don't have any music yet. That's next week. What will we be doing? Okay, so get on your browser and let's go follow me to a website. I thought about doing a different one, but I'm going to do this one. Okay, so it's called dafont.com. Okay, so go with me to D-A-F-O-N-T, as in typeset, font. So dafont.com. Okay?
Well, there definitely should be some music to that. Dafont.com? Okay,
yeah,
hold on.
So
okay.
D-A-F-O-N-T.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I should probably put that in the little chat thing here. Okay, so what this is, all right, so let's talk a minute about design and the power of words. Okay, we know that words are very powerful, and images are very powerful. And, you know, on our blogs, on our websites, whatever we're doing, we want to make an impact with our words, right? Everybody wants to make an impact. And so what you can do is go on to dafont.com, and really what it is, it's a bunch of different fonts or typesets, and that's all cool and everything, and there's a bunch of really cool ones, different categories and so forth. But there is a really cool thing on here that I want to point out. If you go, let's say you're on dafont.com, if you just click on, there's a link, and it says themes, authors, tools, submit a font, just go to top. Okay, if you click on top, it gives you the top, 100 or 200 or however many fonts there are, the top fonts, the most popular. Okay, so now here's the cool thing. Go into, there's a custom preview box now right up at the top of all the fonts. There's a custom preview box. Okay, so in there, type in your name or your business name. Okay, so I'm going to type in... I'm going to type in Social Geek,
Geek
Radio.
You're typing in Geek. I know you're typing in Geek.
So put in your name or the business that you want to do or whatever it is. And so now change the number of fonts per page. Change it to like 50. And then
change
hit submit.
Change it to 50?
Yeah, 50.
Okay. 50.
Okay.
I got it. 50.
All right. So now what it does is it renders your text in all these different fonts, which is really the cool part. Okay. So now instead of and how many times have we been in a different application, say Word or some kind of application where we've kind of had to click through each different font to see what it's going to look like when we put our text, you know, in whatever font. You ever done that before? So here now I just scroll down and. I can see my text in all these different cool fonts. Okay, there's Sweetie Pie, Bomb Font. Okay, that's probably, that's funny, but it's really not.
Future West.
Bleeding Cowboys. What is that? Now, what you can do with this, if over on the right-hand side, say you like a font and you're like, oh, I got to have this for my blog, I want to have it for my website, I want it to be part of my logo, and it really captures the essence of my concept, okay, of my whatever I'm doing. Okay, so I have a blog, and I want to capture the essence of what my blog is about. Well, I want to do that through words, but I'm going to do it through images, and thefont.com kind of brings those together for you in a nice little easy thing that you can put your text in there and let it render for you what it's going to look like. So now you can play on this for hours, okay? Now, so what you do is you go ahead and over on the right-hand side, it says free for personal use or just free, or they may have different kind of terms around the use of these things, okay? So really, we need to kind of investigate what those terms are to find out, you know, how much or how little we can use this. Or we can certainly contact the author and see, you know, what it's going to take to have free license with this. If you've never installed a font before on your computer, what you'll do is there's a download button, and I'm going to speak from a PC standpoint, okay? Because I'm a PC, not a Mac. What you do is you just download this font file, okay, and it's going to be a zip file. And so I'm going to save that on my computer. And then what I can do is I'll open that up and I'll drag that into my fonts folder. So I'm not going to get into that detail at this point, but once you find a font that you like, you know, download it to your computer, and you're able to, install it in your fonts folder. Or I believe you can go into the control panel and say install a font and point it to your file that you downloaded, and it will install that for you. So then when you go into, say, Microsoft Word or any program that allows you to select your font for your text, then that will automatically be in there. So if it's Bleeding Cowboys, when you go into your graphics program, it's going to say Bleeding Cowboys. What's another creative? What's one that you found here?
I'm playing. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening because I've been playing with. But no, I found the Future West. You know, I'm in Texas, and you know, Peter, we didn't mention that. You know, you are calling in from North Carolina, and I'm calling in from Texas, and then we just listened to Chris, who called in from Connecticut. I just think that's pretty cool. But I actually like Bomb. Look at the Bomb font.
Right.
But I picture if I let Laurie in my office go crazy now that you've introduced her to these fonts, and we do a weekly newsletter to my franchisees, I'm afraid to find out what font she might choose to start sending out a weekly newsletter. And I'm going to blame you because you geeked it out with her.
I think what you want to avoid, and I think we all appreciate this, is, you know, someone who has all kinds of different fonts in their signature or
right.
in their email, and all, you know, that's, you know, you can take that to. I actually had a person that I connect with periodically on email, and I always needed this number, but his font on my computer never rendered correctly because it was some kind of weird font maybe my computer didn't have, so it tried to replace it with another font that it did have, but I could never read his numbers. I could never read his signature. So you have to watch out and keep in
right.
mind that, you know, even if you have this font on your computer and you try to use it, let's say you try to use it in some kind of web developing program or something, or you want this font to be your text on your website, well, the problem is that every computer that looks at your website, they have to have that font installed in order for it to show up like you intended to. So you have to be careful that you don't do that. So what you do is you take your font and you create an image out of it, and then you upload that JPEG as your header or whatever in your on your blog or whatever website that you're playing around with. So
that is very, 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 very cool. And we've got a listener that actually is chatting through Blog Talk Radio and said, and he or she is the Burl, and said that it's their favorite site. So they like
wow.
that site.
Oh,
yeah.
New favorite site. Great. Well,
one of the,
along,
yeah.
along those lines, if people have, you know, Geek It Out tips, things that they want us to explore further, hey, connect with us, and we'll certainly put that in the queue, and we will, you know, play around with it and share that with everyone else. So, the Burl, thanks for sharing that. Now, I think we have another caller here. I'm going to screen another call, and I'll be right back with you, Deb.
Oh, okay. So BJ leaves me again. See, I think BJ has a habit of leaving me hanging. You know, he does it at restaurants, and then he leaves me on a radio show and just disappears. So, you know, we could all sit here and play with the font while we're waiting for BJ to come back. But we do want to have lots of guests on our show. And as I mentioned, you know, our first guest has been BJ and Dietrich. I'm going to reach out to those that have businesses and that I actually want to learn from. I haven't talked to her yet, but the Joyful Bath Company is a business that I've been following on Twitter, and I think she has a really good handle on how to use Twitter for business. So if she's listening out there, expect a phone call and a request to come on to our show and share all those tips that you have using Twitter. Every Wednesday, I'm going to give a plug to her, but every Wednesday is Bath Day. So if you find Joyful Bath Company and follow her tweets on Wednesdays throughout the day, she gives away bath salts. You just have to retweet one of the flavors that she mentions in bath salts, and she really does mail them to you, because that's how I found her. She was doing the bath salt contest on Wednesdays. I retweeted the I think it was Oatsy Floatsy that day, and within 2 days, my salts came in the mail. So she does a great job with promoting her business and engaging with her customers and giving away her products. So we want to learn more about how you guys, everybody in our audience, and I'm from New Jersey, so I say you guys, are using Twitter or Facebook, because BJ and I don't have all the answers, and we want to learn from our audience. So BJ, are you back with us yet, with your caller?
Yes, sorry, I'm back.
Oh, there he is.
I thought I had one caller. I couldn't get in touch with that caller, but I have Chris. Chris just wants to say something again here, real quick. So
Chris is back. Hi, Chris.
Chris is back on the line here.
Hi.
Chris is back.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. I just want to say, great show. Thanks for keeping me entertained on my commute to work. I'm listening straight from the iPhone, so I haven't been able to check out that font website, but I'm definitely check that one out once I get to a computer. So great show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Chris.
Thank you.
Chris,
be careful
Chris
driving to work now.
I got the headset on.
He brings up a good point that we'll get to. I don't think you could listen to the show on a BlackBerry. But thanks a lot, Chris. And so we have about a minute remaining here. And so just as in closing here, we hope that you'll listen in next time. And we'll be sharing, of course, more insights. And this really was the introductory show. So I think next time it'll be much more topical. Be taking calls, special guests, which will always be fun, and hopefully making connections and really empowering you with information to you know, to make these connections using technology. So that's kind of our focus. And do you have anything left to add there, Deb?
Nope, you were right. This was an introductory show. I think you and I learned more doing this show than maybe some of the audience, or maybe not, but thank you very much. And we have a few whispers here that I got from some audience members through Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much. I like what you've reminded us here. We'll make sure that we incorporate into the show about how you must register a name if you want to chat with us on Blog Talk Radio. These names are very helpful. We'll make sure that we get that message out either on our website or our surveys, but it's been great, and thank you to all the guests that have dialed in and everybody that's been tweeting it. It's been pretty cool to geek it out with them and watch. So thank you, BJ, and I guess same time next week we'll be logging on.
Yep, same time next week, and visit us at socialgeekradio.com.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Okay.
Okay, so it's no longer being recorded.
Well, actually, it is. Well.
Okay. Well, we'll hang up and say goodbye and redial privately.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.